Much of the New York region is still recovering after torrential rain, swamped roads, flooded buildings, and killed dozens of people last week. The water also shut down much of the city's subway system. Heavy rain from climate change is driving more flooding in subways around the world. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports cities are racing to adapt their subways to a hotter, rainier earth.
The water gushed into subway stations across New York very early Thursday morning. One video shot by a passenger in a station in Manhattan showed a sheet of water cascading onto an arriving train. This is not new. Dozens of cities around the world have struggled with flooded subways in recent years. And preventing floods starts with predicting where and when they'll happen, which can be harder than it looks.
So here we are on Connecticut Avenue. It's one of the thoroughfares of the city.
Nicholas Bernard works for the Washington, D.C. Department of Energy and Environment. We're standing outside a subway station next to a shopping center.
There's CVS, there's restaurants, there's banks.
There's no water in sight. We're miles from any major river. But there's a slight hill in each direction.
So if you imagine a drop of rain falling on a street, you know, which way does it go? And it starts to go downhill. And so a drop of rain that goes a block north, that starts to come here. And a drop of rain that goes a block south, that starts to come here too.
And if a lot of rain falls in a short period of time, the kind of heavy rain that's getting more common as the earth heats up, all those drops overwhelm the drainage pipes and water starts pooling on the street, on the sidewalk. And from there, it naturally flows down into the air vents, the stairs, and the escalator for the underground subway station.
And if I'm at the bottom of the stairs, what do I see?
What you would see is, you would see a waterfall coming down the stairs.
That is exactly what happened here in 2016.
Multiple rounds of storms have dumped inches of rain on Washington, D.C., causing flooding in some areas.
Water poured into the station.
The Cleveland Park Station absolutely flooded. Look at that.
Now, even on a sunny day, there are sandbags outside the station entrance, ready to be stacked up if there's a rainstorm. But that's a short-term fix. The bigger fixes are more expensive and time-consuming. Bernard's office is working on a flood model that could help predict where this type of flooding is most likely to happen in the city. The Transit Authority is spending millions of dollars waterproofing leaky tunnels, keeping water out of vents and station entrances, upgrading emergency warnings. It's urgent work. Extreme weather this summer made it clear how urgent. Heavy rain disrupted subway service in both New York and Boston. And in July, heavy rain trapped people in a subway in central China. Harrowing videos showed passengers struggling to breathe a shrinking pocket of air.
I just never saw images of people running out of air in underground trains because of water levels rising. Very horrifying.
Slobodan Djordjevic studies underground rail flooding at the University of Exeter in the UK. What happened in China underscored how even modern subways can be overwhelmed by climate-driven rain.
Every city should have a comprehensive review of flood risk for the underground system.
Flooding is so frequent and so severe in many parts of Asia that a lot of cities there are ahead of the curve, he says. They've been thinking about this problem for decades.
There is a lot to learn from Asian cities' ways of dealing with flooding of underground trains.
For example, many stations and air vents in Taipei are raised slightly to keep the water out. That's an upgrade that many cities in the U.S. and Europe are also working on. And while updating old subways is expensive, it's crucial. Safe, reliable mass transit helps reduce greenhouse gas emissions, so floods don't keep getting worse. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.